Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 1 year ago, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics changed its methodology in computing the Consumer Price Index. Almost every time the methodology is altered for government statistics, it seems to work out that the new formula produces a better or at least a less bad result from the government standpoint. That certainly happened a year ago with the changes in calculating the Consumer Price Index. The changes that were made to the methodology just happened to decrease the weight of components that are experiencing higher price increases and increasing the weight of components with smaller or no price increases. With this change in the formula, analysts projected that the Consumer Price Index reports for every month of 2022 would understate the rise in consumer prices by about 0.5% compared to the methodology that was used the year before. Normally, the BLS doesn't change its methodologies on an annual basis, but as desperate as the politicians and bureaucrats are to hide terrible economic news, don't be surprised if this month's Consumer Price Index is once again calculated using a revised formula. The Bureau of Labor Statistics finally admitted that it overstated the number of people holding jobs in recent months by at least 1 million workers and possibly as many as 2.6 million people. This correction will be done in a below-the-headlines sleight of hand that will not result in the correction of previously reported erroneous headline job numbers. Politicians and bureaucrats have a stronger interest in statistical reports that make them look good, or at least not look bad, than they are in issuing accurate data. If, when January's Consumer Price Index is released on the 12th of this month, there is any notation that the methodology was or soon will be changed, watch out. That is a sure sign that the consumer prices are rising much faster than the government wants the public to realize. The same warning will apply to any changes being made in calculating the producer price index, import and export prices indexes, and the jobs and unemployment data. Sadly, Americans can no longer trust their government. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.